CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
On the evening of July 25th, China removed its newly appointed foreign minister, Qin Gang, ending speculation about his future after the month-long unexplained vanishing act.
中共外交部长秦刚消失一月后被免职。7月25号晚上，中共全国人大常委会宣布免去新近上任的外交部外长秦刚的职务。此前，秦刚已失踪一个月。外界纷纷揣测原因。
Top diplomat Wang Yi replaced Qin to become China's foreign minister, according to state media Xinhua.
中共官媒新华社称，秦刚的职务由前外交部长王毅兼任。
Yang Yi had served as the foreign minister for nearly a decade before being appointed to the Chinese Communist Party CCP Foreign Affairs Commission, a post that outranked the ministerial position in the regime's opaque political system.
王毅在被提拔到中共外事办主任的职位之前，曾担任外交部长近十年。
Qin's sudden dismissal came after his meteoric rise. Qin took over the foreign minister's job last December, becoming one of the youngest officials to hold that position. During the major political reshuffle in March, Qin was named a state counselor.
秦刚被火速提拔后又突然被解职。去年12月，他接任外交部长一职，成为担任这一职务的最年轻的官员之一。在今年3月的重大政治改组中，他被任命为国务委员。
Qin has disappeared from the public eye for a month. Last time Mr. Qin was seen in state media was on June 25th.When he welcomed the visiting diplomats from Russia, Sri Lanka, and Vietnam. Since then, he has missed several major meetings, including the gathering of foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Indonesia earlier this month.
秦刚已从公众视线中消失了一个月，他最后一次出现在官方媒体上的时间是6月25号。当时他欢迎了到访的俄罗斯、斯里兰卡和越南外交官。从那以后，他缺席了几次重要会议，包括本月初在印度尼西亚举行的东南亚国家联盟外长会议。
At first, Wang Wenbin, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, attributed Qin's absence to health reasons without specifying.
最初，中共外交部发言人汪文斌将秦刚的缺席归咎于健康原因，但没有具体说明。
The official silence only fueled speculations. Hong Kong and Taiwan media reports suggested the reason may be an extramarital affair with television anchor Fu Xiaotian analysts. Meanwhile, pointed to Wang Yi's dissatisfaction with Qin's work.
官方的沉默加剧了人们的猜测。香港和台湾媒体报道称，秦刚出事原因可能是与凤凰电视知名主持人傅小田有婚外情。分析人士则指出，王毅对秦刚的工作不满意。
On the morning of July 25th, before the official announcement of Qin's removal from his post, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning was once again asked about Mr. Qin.During the daily briefing, she told reporters, I have no information to offer. China's diplomatic activities are underway as usual.
7月25号上午，在官方宣布免去秦刚职务之前，中共外交部发言人毛宁在每日例行发布会上再次被问及秦刚的情况。他对记者说，我没有任何信息可以提供。中国的外交活动照常进行。
Chin, a 57-year-old, gained a reputation for his sharp rhetoric in retorts to Western criticism of the regime while serving as a spokesman for China's Foreign Affairs Ministry from 2005 to 2010, as well from 2011 to 2014.
现年57岁的秦刚在2005年至2010年以及2011年至2014年期间担任中国外交部发言人。他因在反驳西方对中共政权的批评时言辞犀利而出名。
In 2009, in response to a question about why YouTube was being blocked in China, Chin told reporters that the internet in China was fully opened. As for what you can and cannot watch, watch what you can watch, and don't watch what you cannot watch, he said.
2009年，在回答有关 YouTube 为何在中国被屏蔽的问题时，秦刚告诉记者，中国的互联网是完全开放的。他说，至于能看什么，不能看什么，能看的就看，不能看的就不看。
Before he was named the foreign minister, Chin served as China's ambassador to the United States. Previously, Chin served as one of China's 9 vice foreign ministers from 2018 to 2021. Since joining the foreign ministry in 1988, Chin has steadily risen from junior aide to the vice minister responsible for overseeing European affairs and protocol.
在被任命为外交部长之前，秦刚曾担任中共驻美国大使。此前，他曾在2018年至2021年期间担任中共九位外交部副部长之一。自1988年进入外交部以来，秦刚从初级助手稳步晋升到负责欧洲事务和礼宾司司长，并升任外交部副部长。
Chin worked directly with Chinese regime leader Xi Jinping while heading the foreign ministry's protocol department. Chin has also accumulated experience accompanying Xi Jinping on his overseas trips since 2014.
秦刚在担任外交部礼宾司司长期间曾直接与中共领导人习近平共事。自2014年以来，秦刚还积累了陪同习近平出访的经验。
Immediately after the announcement of Chin's dismissal, all traces of him were scrubbed from the Chinese Foreign Ministry's website. However, as of July 27th, there was still a blank for the Chinese Foreign Minister on the website.
秦刚被免职的消息公布后，中共外交部网站立即删除了所有关于他的信息。不过，截至7月27日，中共外交部网站首页上有关外交部长活动的信息仍留空白，外交部长分页上显示信息更新中。
Exams and essays are fast approaching. Wouldn't it be great if you could have better concentration, problem-solving abilities, memory, and mood heading into your exams?Get a leg up on your classmates by starting your day off with extra energy and brain power from a healthy breakfast. Whatever your reason is for not eating breakfast, we've got a solution.
I'm not hungry in the morning.
Chances are you've skipped breakfast for so long that your body's hunger cues are no longer working in the morning. You can start with a small item like fresh fruit or yogurt and add to it when your body gets used to it. Your body will thank you in the long run.
I don't have enough money to eat breakfast.
You don't have to eat a gourmet breakfast. You just need to eat something. Plain oatmeal is fast, nutritious, and very affordable. It only takes 2 minutes in the microwave. Toast, eggs, and fresh fruit are also very economical.
I don't have time to eat breakfast.
Set your alarm 5 to 10 minutes earlier, or try taking your breakfast with you. You could eat dry cereal or cereal bar, fresh fruit, a bran muffin, a container of yogurt,a bagel with peanut butter, or a bottle of milk or soy milk.
I'm watching my weight.
Skipping breakfast can lead to cravings, overeating, and binging later in the day. Those who skip breakfast can end up eating more overall.
Visit our nutrition webpage for more tips and our featured recipe. You can find us online at students.sfu.ca/health.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM. I'm Hershey, and now it's time for us to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you the Barra McNeil's, and the song is called The Way Old Friends Do, which is from the album titled On the Bright Side, released in June 2018. 陈朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rachel 的 show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Barra McNeil's 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 The Way Old Friends Do， 希望您喜欢。
You and I can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old
Next is a song performed by George Kane, and it's called The Hockey Song, which is from the album titled South Side of Heaven, released in June 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 George Kane 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 The Hockey Song。
The goalies jump and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash.Team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. Now they storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is a good old hockey game.The hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and the one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is a good old hockey game.
Aplix is a song from Cornel Sowiski, and it's called Father Son Trip, which is from the album titled Crazy Old Man, released in September 2018. 下面请大家欣赏来自 CarnelSowiski 演唱的歌曲 Son and Father Son Trip。
的俏姑娘，修长的身材叫模样，长长的头发嘛黑又亮，走起路来她又摇又摆，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。不能不能我不能看，爱了白眼我怎么办，美丽的姑娘嘛要欣赏，料外把我吓了一大跳，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。俏姑娘，修长的身材叫模样，长长的头发嘛黑又亮，走起路来她又摇又摆，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。不能不能我不能看，爱了白眼我怎么办，美丽的姑娘嘛要欣赏，偷偷地往她又何妨，向前走向前走，回头望她一眼，向前走向前走，回头望她一眼。是出乎我的意料外，把我吓了一大跳，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。
That song is called 俏姑娘，which means beautiful girls, and vocal by 旅行者. Aplex is a song called 七夕雨, which means the rain on the seventh light, and it's vocalized by 陈淑桦。听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由旅行者演唱的《俏姑娘》。下面要推荐给大家的是来自陈淑桦演唱的《七夕雨》。 for today's music segment of the Chinese show is a song called Love, and it's performed by Xiao Hu Dui. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week on next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自小虎队演唱的《爱》。在这里，何西感谢大家又和我度过了一个愉快的周六中午时间。那么